Hey, what's going on, everyone? As you all know, this is your boy Chillest, and today's episode is dedicated to all of you. I have been, for the longest, whenever I start the intro, you will eventually hear me say, I do hope that all of you have a safe place to go to when the world does the most with this Trials and Tribulations sponsored and brought to you by Life. Today was the first time I really thought about it, and I said, I don't know if everyone who is listening, if they do have a safe place to go to when the world does the most with this Trials and Tribulations sponsored and brought to you by Life. So this episode is, it's a safe space, literally. I just wanted to ask all of you how you're doing, how you're feeling. Of course, we can't really interact. This will already be recorded and uploaded. But what I would like to do is kind of make this episode a fun way to vent, in which when you hear me ask the question, how are you doing? Hit pause, get everything you want to get off your chest if you have anything, unwind if you need to, vent if you must, and then press play. And, we go from there. I don't have anything in particular to speak on. It's just that, you know, every now and then I reflect. If it's something from 15 years ago or 15 minutes ago, I sit and I'm in deep thought and I reflect. How I go about things in terms of, day-to-day life adventures, if you will, or life in general, how I go about things is that I am appreciative of the trials and tribulations that I go through because I look at everything as a lesson. Now, I'm not saying that to say all of you must do the same. I'm just saying that because of what I've gone through in my life, I now have the perspective to view things as necessary, or it has a purpose, or it's bringing me to a destination that I need to be and taking me out of my comfort zone. I'm looking at a lot of pros of the things that would normally frustrate me. And it's made me empathetic, and it's made me realize that, you know, I mean, I've said this a couple of times already, that if I'm going through something, if I'm able to go through this, so can everyone else. And while I admire everyone's strength when dealing with tough shit, I will be the first to say that sometimes the strongest thing we can do is let ourselves feel, let ourselves be vulnerable and emotional and express our feelings, our frustrations, our agitations. And if you know me, you know that it's crazy that I'm saying that, because it's hard for me to even vent about things I'm sad about in terms of, like, you know, insignificant things like a character dying on a TV show or losing a bet. And I'm working through that. And it's hard. It's harder than I thought. It's hard enough to admit that you're someone that you didn't want to be. What I mean by that is I never thought I'd be someone who would have trouble with their emotions. I've said before, I'm emotionally immature, and admitting it was one thing. Dealing with that is another, because, you know, not to make this episode about me, I just have so many qualms about expressing myself and being vulnerable because I see more negatives than positives. But then I'm like, that's crazy. The best thing you could do for yourself is make sure you're 100% healed and able to navigate through life as the best version of you. And I can't do that until I deal with things. And if I'm going through it, like I said, I just assume that everyone could be going through it. And I just want to make sure that everyone's okay. If I could, I swear to all of you, I would sit and listen to all of you, give you a safe space to express yourselves, to vent, to do what you need to do. And then you can leave with a little less on your shoulders than when you came in. Because I've gone through so much behind the scenes on my own that I have yet to deal with. And one of the biggest things I told myself was to not bombard anyone with how I'm feeling or with my problems because they're going through shit. Not realizing that they're there for me just like I'm there for them. So I'm trying to do a whole revamp and just speak to all of you. And, you know, to me, I keep saying I don't want to make this about me, but I'm just basically speaking on things that inspired this episode. And I just lost my train of thought. I'm so sorry, everyone. But it was, wow, that's been happening a lot lately. I'm so sorry. This is what happens when we don't have things scripted. I'm sure the thought will come back to me. And it's crazy. I've been able to feel thoughts leave, and it's one of the scariest things ever, but eventually it pops back up. But I just feel like, you know, we all deal with things, and, you know, as tough as it is, meaning, you know, the definition of tough, as tough as it is to just persevere with all the shit that we're carrying, all our baggage, the strongest thing that we can do is admit when we're not feeling strong, or to allow ourselves to feel vulnerable, or to feel in general. It's not a weakness to show that you're weak. There's strength in honesty. And the best things we can do is admit when we can't move forward as strong as we thought we could. And then sometimes, you know, you take that little reprieve, and then you think about how you just needed that moment. You could move forward even better now, because you're moving forward with clarity and you're admitting that, okay, I'm not really okay. I'm just moving forward the best way I can. And as a result, you know, you will get to where you need to be 10 times better than you would have by getting there with all that baggage. I'm still trying to remember what it was I was going to say. That's crazy. I'm so sorry. But I just really hope that all of you are doing well. I do hope that all of you allow yourselves to feel and deal. I've seen a lot on social media. Not the, you know, memes and, you know, just typical nonsense. I'm talking about the messages that a lot of people I care for have been sharing. And, you know, maybe they feel like no one's going to pay attention if they post this, but I'm paying attention. I've been kind of reading the vibes of people around me. I've been, even with text messages, I can kind of feel when something's off. And these are the people that have looked out for me or have given me advice that I may not have appreciated or have paid attention to the first time, but I've kept it in mind. And I've been grateful that they've offered me something to try to help me. And when I see them not being themselves, it's concerning. I mean, I'm concerned for everyone. I, you know, ever since the conversation of mental health entered my mind, I've always thought about it like, you know, it's very important to make sure that our mental is great. And we have been exposed to so much that can deteriorate our mental health that we don't even realize it. So I'm always concerned because, you know, when people show behavior that isn't like them, like whether they shut down or they're too much of themselves, like they're trying to throw you off and like present themselves as like, oh, no, things are okay. And it's really not. I just want to make sure that we're all good. I asked that question to a lot of people, and I know a lot of people are annoyed, but I really want us to be okay. For me and my peers, we are in this stage where we are full-fledged adults, not young adults, not adults in the making. We are adults, parents, spouses, in relationships. Either we're just, you know, we know who we are. We know what we want. We finally have come full circle with our identity. We're here. We are now looked at as leaders, role models. We're still learning, but we're now in the spotlight. And we're expected to be fully functional adults. And with the way life has been progressing aggressively, it's been very hard to kind of maintain a sense of normalcy where we feel like, okay, we're doing this. It's been a lot of shit. I'm not going to hold you. So now I feel like we're so caught up with catching up with life that we haven't had the time to create a safe space for ourselves to unwind. And I want to be able to provide that. And I'm just providing the space. I'm not, you know, strong arming anyone. None of you even have to take this this episode nor my advice. But should you need it, it'll be here. You know, and I just wanted you all to know that. Because I care for each and every one of you. I care for a lot of people. My empathy level runs very high because I've, like I said, I've gone through a lot of crazy shit. Shit that I will eventually share when the time is right. And even me saying the time is right, it just sounds like I'm holding on. I'm not really ready to speak on it. But the purpose of this episode, again, wasn't for me. It's for all of you. But in general, I've gone through so much that the first thing I thought about when I was able to move forward was that if I can go through an ordeal like that, people around me are going through it as well. And you know what's crazy too? I've actually been more attentive to people's kind words even more because them taking time out of their busy schedule, their busy day to check in on me and wish me well. Before, I took it lightly in which I would say thank you, but the thanks was kind of like a reflex. Like, you know, that's like when you sneeze and somebody says bless you and you say thank you. Now I'm thinking about it like, wow, you took the time to bless me. That's crazy. So I appreciate all the kind words that everyone's been sending to me from time to time. And I want to do the same thing by spreading kind words to all of you as well. You know, you all got this. I have 100% faith in all of you. If you trip, if you fall, and you need a break, take the break unapologetically. Your life is your own. So you must live it the way you want to live it. Don't let anyone else make you feel bad for making decisions too rash or cautiously, because those decisions will ultimately affect you and you only. And maybe everybody else in a sense where it's like, maybe, you know, it cuts your availability down to like a little bit or it makes you even more available, but people don't want you around like that. I don't know why that was funny the way I said it, but in general, I'm just saying that ultimately your life is your own. You know, we spend half our life being raised by others until we get to a point. Well, I mean, not raised by others, but we're learning from others until we get to a point where we use what we've learned to navigate throughout the world and eventually teach. Not even directly, indirectly, unknowingly. We go from students to teachers. And so it's very important that we live life in a way that brings us peace, prosperity, happiness, good vibes, anything that we want to be introduced to our lives and here to stay. And I always say that. I stand 10 toes down when it comes to that. Live unapologetically. That's definitely a t-shirt. I had a conversation with a really good friend of mine recently, and He said something to me that made me realize how much I could look at something and not really see it, because he was in terms of the online store, he was saying, bro, it doesn't necessarily have to be a logo. You could also just do quotes and put it on a shirt. And I was like, oh, shit, I never thought about that. And it's just crazy. And that's why I always appreciate perspective, because people could see things differently. You're just like, yo, I've been staring at this blank canvas for 5 years. I'm exaggerating. And I've only been able to see one thing. You showed me something else. And now my mind is just blown. So I'm grateful for you, bro. Thank you for that. I appreciate it. But back to all of you. Yeah, I do hope that you're all doing well. I hope that you're able to find strength. And when you need strength, I hope you're able to lean on others, or you're comfortable with leaning on others. Don't build a wall around yourself and not a door to kind of like exit when you need to. Feel, you know. Express yourselves, cry, laugh, get angry. The first one, crying, I'm really trying to embrace that, because a lot of things have made me emotional and I don't want to be a part of that stigma that men, particularly me, a black man, can't express their emotions properly. I'm always trying to find a way to grow and outgrow those areas. It's very easy to fall into that trope. And it's very easy to be comfortable with that trope, but I don't want to. You know, especially being a parent, I want to be emotionally available, emotionally active. I don't want my daughter to ever see me and say, I wish dad would open up more. So I'm working on it. I'm making a lot of changes. And in turn, I just want to create a safe environment, a happy environment, a peaceful environment, an environment where she can learn, an environment where people can come and feel welcomed. And they're not like, one thing I would hate is for someone I care about or someone in general to feel like they can talk to me. And when they come to me, I'm giving nothing but like an energy that says, I don't want to deal with you. Not on purpose, but I want to be able to be attentive. And, you know, that's probably going to backfire on me because you're never really going to be prepared for everything. I may overlook something. I may be trying to pay attention to everybody and then end up paying attention to nobody. You know what I mean? But I would hope that I could do more good than harm. So, you know, I just want you all to, you know, if you're feeling crazy, I should post a question online, but I feel like no one's going to answer it. I'm just going to send it out to the people that I care about, and hopefully they listen to the episode. If they don't, eventually, if they listen to it for a few seconds, or if they just appreciate that I am providing a space for them to talk, because I think we all need that. I think, especially during COVID, I think we all just kind of gotten used to not being social, and now we're kind of learning how to be people again. COVID was 4 years ago, but there's long lasting effects, and I've seen it, I've experienced it, and it's just like, it's kind of crazy what an event like that will do to a person. And because of what COVID also brought with the loss of life, it just made me look at life like, no way, I'm not taking anything for granted anymore. Something as simple as waking up is a gift and a blessing. And it didn't take COVID for me to see that. It was like, damn, you know, I could say goodnight and I'll see you all tomorrow, and tonight could be my last night on earth. Anyone around me, and, you know, based on personal events that I've experienced, that I've spoken with you all about on the last episodes, I definitely look at things as a blessing now. Like, you know, just knowing people for damn near 20 plus years, are growing up with family members from childhood to adulthood and watching them go through all of these milestones, or just seeing friends, or watching your parents or your relatives get older and watching them become, you know, the people that you want to protect even more. It's a lot, you know, and it's like life is such a fragile thing that we're not taking for granted our purpose, but we forget how quickly it could just change, you know? But I just want you all to know that I care for all of you. I'm rooting for all of you. I hope that you're living your life, again, unapologetically, on your own terms, in a way that you're satisfied when you go to sleep and you're not feeling like you're doing something to please other people. I hope you're prioritizing yourselves first. I hope you're living in a way that's not detrimental to you or the people around you. Hope you're living safely. Hope you're loving safely. I don't know why I said that. I sound like a teacher. I should have took that part out. But yeah, you know, I just wanted to take this opportunity and some of your time to just say that, you know, it's okay. You got this. And if you need a safe space, like I said, I'm going to ask the question again. How are you feeling? How are you? Don't ever think that what's going on in your life is not important to speak on. We all need to understand that the things that we go through may not be as extravagant as what someone else is going through, but it's extravagant to you, and that's all that matters. You can make a big deal about it if you want to. You can feel like it's the most important thing in the world because it's happening to you. Like, don't let anyone downplay you or diminish the things that you want to talk about or express, whether they're happy, sad, or, you know, tedious moments. And I definitely wanted to just get that off my chest. And I hope that all of you can use this episode as a template to just be like I said, one day you may not want to talk to people, but if you play this episode and you get to this part, pause it, be like, you know, scream if you need to, get things off your chest, and then start your day. We forget that often. Like, I feel like sometimes we're focusing on conducting ourselves in a way that other people around us are able to function properly? Are they not thrown off by our behavior that we forget? Like, yo, sometimes we need to, for the sake of our mental health, express ourselves freely and deal with things properly and not putting things off because it's not appropriate. I hope people can take that advice and be smart about it and not just hear what I'm saying, because I got to be very careful. I got to be very careful. But and basically what I'm just, but like I said, just prioritize yourself. Don't sell yourself short or cut yourself in half to just get through the day. Because when it's time to think of it this way. If you have to be 100% all the time with no room for rest, you cut yourself in half, you're going to be at 50% in a lane that requires you to be 100%. So you can't even rest and recover if you can get through the day, because that schedule is set for you to be 100% all the time. You're going to have to create a lifestyle for yourself that is healthy, wholesome, hearty. I don't know. I was trying to go with for a thing. But yes, this episode is dedicated to all of you. And I just want you all to be the best versions of yourself. I'm working on being the best version of myself, and your journeys, even if they're different, even if they're similar, they're all special because they're your journeys. The things that you go through, whether they shape you, whether they follow you, whether they don't go the way they... Damn, I'm losing my point. I'm so sorry. You guys are hearing me getting old. This is insane. But what I'm basically saying is, like, everything that you go through is unique to you, and that's what makes it special. So don't let anyone tell you that that's not important because they went through it or they see it's not important. Your life is important. Every experience you go through, whether it's the same or something new, is special and important because it's happening to you. It's leading you somewhere. It's teaching you something, you know. And, you know, again, I say this to be safe. God, it slipped my mind. I'm so sorry. I say this to be safe too. Like, that's insane. I'm so sorry. I forgot. This is terrible. The thought literally left my mind, and I can't remember what I said. That might be a result of me being tired. I work late, and I rarely get a proper sleeping schedule. So I apologize. I apologize. I will probably fill in the blanks next episode, but I'm going to end it here because I clearly need sleep and I'm about to have an eventful couple of days. I'll probably get back to you all late and I'll go from there. But in short, live unapologetically. Live the way you want. Live for yourself. Be blessed. Go forward with kindness in your heart. To quote Pops from Luke Cage, always forward, forward always. If you need a safe space, I'm here. I hope you're all feeling well. If you need to vent, vent. And I am going to leave it here. Thank you all.